Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 22nd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung announced it was delaying Galaxy Fold launch events in Hong Kong and Shanghai, previously scheduled for this week. Samsung did not announce the reason. The Wall Street Journal further reports that, according to sources, Samsung plans to delay the entire launch of the Galaxy Fold until at least next month, with the U.S. launch originally scheduled for April 26th. The delay comes after several tech reviewers reported issues or failures of the Galaxy Fold display. Huawei released its first quarterly earnings report. In Q1, the company generated 179.7 billion yuan in revenue, that's roughly the equivalent to $26.8 billion, an increase of 39% on the year, with an overall net profit margin of 8%. The company stated it now has more than 40 signed commercial 5G contracts and has shipped more than 70,000 5G base stations worldwide. The company shipped 59 million smartphones in the quarter. While no numbers were given for the previous time last year, analysts estimated 39.3 million phones were shipped by Huawei in Q1 2018. Company chairman Guo Ping stated that he expects the consumer, carrier, and enterprise business groups to all post double-digit growth for the year. SiriusXM launched a dedicated streaming service with two tiers, SiriusXM Essential and Premier. Essential is now available for $8 a month and provides access to 200-plus channels, including all music, comedy, and news offerings. Premier adds in two Howard Stern channels, as well as NBA, NHL, and NCAA sports, and costs $13 a month starting in mid-May. The services can be played on smartphones, smart speakers, game consoles, and streaming video devices as well. The Sri Lankan government blocked access to social media and messaging platforms on Sunday following suicide attacks that killed more than 290 people. The block was put in place to prevent the spread of misinformation that could potentially lead to further violence. According to the Defense Ministry, the block is temporary until investigations into the attack are concluded. The digital rights organization NetBlocks reports that Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Viber, Snapchat, and YouTube are among the affected platforms. Sri Lanka instituted a similar block in March 2018 out of concern that militant organizations were using them to coordinate ethnic unrest. The French government launched TChap on April 18th, an end-to-end encrypted messaging app designed to replace government use of other messaging services. TChap is based on the open-source Riot messaging app, and source code is published for it on GitHub. The app is designed so that only French government employees can sign up for an account, but on the day of the launch, security researcher Baptiste Robert discovered a flaw that could let anyone register by adding a government email domain on top of their normal email address and potentially view internal communications. The flaw was subsequently patched. Speaking to The Verge, OnePlus CEO Pete Lau stated that the upcoming OnePlus 7 device will also launch with the OnePlus 7 Pro variant. The Pro will include a 5G modem and an upgraded screen, although no specs were given for it, other than that it will be super smooth and very crisp and cost three times the typical smartphone panel. No pricing for the Pro model was announced. The analysts at Nikko Partners passed along new rules for game approvals in China, originally announced on April 10th at a conference by China's State Administration of Press and Publication, or SAPP. Game approvals recently resumed in the country after being frozen in April 2018. SAPP has reviewed the backlog of applications through July 2018 and will allow for new applications on April 22nd. Game content will now be reviewed by the Online Game Ethics Committee, a group of game experts and scholars who evaluate content based on social values. SAPP will limit the number of approvals each year, stopping approvals of low-quality copies, poker, and mahjong games, as well as immoral and obscene games. The regulator estimates that less than 5,000 games will be approved in 2019, compared to the 8,561 games approved in 2017. HTML5 and minigames in messaging apps will now need to seek approval under the new rules, and anti-addiction policies that were in place for PC titles will be extended to mobile. And finally, Zillow announced 3D Home, an iOS app to capture and share 3D tours of properties for sale. The app uses an iPhone or compatible 360-degree camera to capture all rooms, and then uses computer vision modeling to adjust exposure levels and stitch together multiple rooms into an entire home tour. The service has been in pilot now for over a year and will roll out to the US and Canada. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines we talk about here as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.